AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The winter has been pretty mild in many places across the country so far, but that may be about to change. It's 16 degrees here in Washington at the moment, and we may get hit with a pretty big snowstorm later this week that may move all the way up the East Coast. And National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says if you live in the middle of the nation, get out the parka and the insulated gloves.
It hasn't been very cold this winter across a good part of the country, so this outbreak does seem very cold, and it looks like it's going to be cold for the next few days across the same areas with much below average temperatures.
At the moment, it's 7 below in Minneapolis. Hillary Clinton says if the rich kids in the Detroit area had been drinking lead-contaminated water instead of the poor kids in Flint, Michigan, something would have been done about it by now. Today, Flint's mayor is going to Washington to try to get a disaster declaration, which would free up more money to fix the problem. Flint resident Jimmy Taylor says it's time.
They should have never got to this point. We're surrounded by the Great Lakes, the world's greatest fresh water supply. We shouldn't be going through this here in Flint, Michigan.
Dow futures have been way up after China reported that its economy, the world's second largest, grew 6.9% for the year 2015. Asian and European stocks rallied on that news. But our Joe McDonald reports from Beijing that growth was down to 6.8% for the final quarter, and that has Communist Party leaders taking note.
The downturn in the overall growth rate has been much sharper than the party had planned, and that has prompted some concern about a spike in job losses and possible unrest.
Iran's top leader is echoing world powers as he calls for his own country's vigilance in ensuring that other parties to the nuclear deal hold up their end of the bargain. That's the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is AP Radio News. A new study questions a link between teenage pot smoking and a drop in IQ. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley has this.
New analysis challenges the idea that smoking marijuana during adolescence can lead to declines in intelligence. Instead, it says, pot smoking may just be a symptom of something else that's really responsible for a brain power effect seen in some previous research. Researchers tracked test scores and looked at data from big studies of twins. Most tests revealed no difference between marijuana users and non-users. So researchers concluded pot smoking itself does not appear responsible for declines in test scores. The study was released by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Police in Afghanistan are searching for a man who allegedly cut off his wife's nose. The woman was hospitalized, saying she'd been beaten and tortured by her husband, who has a second wife, a 7-year-old girl. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.